This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. There was a fire at the Port Townsend paper mill this weekend. No one was hurt. According to the Peninsula Daily News, East Jefferson Fire and Rescue were called to the mill at 2:40 p.m. Saturday after a blaze began in an enclosed wood chip conveyor belt, which had spread to the sixth floor of the mill. Fire District spokesperson Phyllis Spezer said the fire of the conveyor belt was put out by 3:16 p.m. and the sixth floor fire was put out by 3:31 p.m. As of Sunday, the cause was still under investigation. Lending and assist were crews from Port Ludlow Fire and Rescue, Clallam County Fire District 3, Quilcene Fire Rescue, and the Poulsbo Fire Department. Jefferson County Public Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry and Department of Emergency Management Director Willie Bentz spoke yesterday about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it continues to affect life in Jefferson and Clallam counties. Dr. Berry said that the cases are at their peak here in Jefferson County. Western Washington cases have plateaued. However, Eastern Washington is still seeing a rise in cases. Dr. Berry said, in Jefferson County, our current case totals were up to 2,371 cases. A case rate of 1,398 per 100,000, just slightly down from where we were last week. She said that that was still a very, very high rate of infection, but we should likely see cases decrease relatively soon. Four people are currently hospitalized for a total of 96 cases since this began and 22 deaths. In Clallam County, the case rate is 2,022 per 100,000 in the past 2 weeks. She admits these ratios might be confusing, but that rate in Clallam County accounts for more than 100 new cases a day. If we see that rate drop below 100, then we'll see that number drop lower and lower. She said if we imagine we are at the top of a mountain peak, we still need to climb down the other side. And the way to do that is to continue to do the things we've been very good at in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. Wear a well-fitting mask, avoid large crowds, especially indoors, get vaccinated, boosted, and if you can, only go into indoor spaces that are well ventilated. There is still a ton of COVID circulating in our community, Dr. Berry said, and as hospitalizations and deaths trail the infection numbers, we will see significant strain on our hospitals and urgent care facilities in the coming weeks. There is still a critical shortage of tests. Those who order tests from the federal or state government are not likely to see those delivered for another week or two, and we are still in this surge. So, Dr. Berry advised that if you are sick, and even if you think it's just a cold but you can't access a test, then stay home until you are better to avoid giving a potential COVID case to someone else. Stay home for 5 days from when your symptoms started, or stay home for 5 days if you've been exposed but can't access a test and are unboosted. If you've been exposed to someone and you are boosted, if you have no symptoms, you can continue to work. There were questions about masks, and she stressed that we should wear an N95 mask if possible. And if you wear a cloth mask and a surgical mask or other more filtering masks together, that the mask that has the best ability to filter the virus is next to your face and the cloth mask on the outside. Dr. Berry said, airflow is key. Masking is still key. Vaccination is still key. If you do all three of these, you really can dramatically reduce your risk of spread. She emphasized that we will see a dramatic drop in cases in the next month, and we might be able to lift many restrictions in mid-March, but that we need to stay the course now to avoid prolonging this surge, as all our resources are strained at this point. The Hood Canal Bridge on State Route 104 will be closed overnight to vehicular traffic this week, Tuesday through Thursday nights at 11 p.m. for needed repairs to the bridge. There were several closures previously scheduled, but due to weather conditions and staffing issues related to the pandemic, many of those closures were canceled. According to the Peninsula Daily News, the closures are likely to happen this week because the weather is calmer. Crews are replacing rubber bumpers to some of the links between sections of the bridge if all goes as planned. The span will close this week to all traffic from 11 p.m. Tuesday to 4 a.m. Wednesday, 11 p.m. Wednesday until 4 a.m. Thursday, and 11 p.m. Thursday to 4 a.m. Friday. The work and associated closures are weather-dependent and could still be rescheduled. Any questions about the bridge closures or the ferry schedules can be answered by going to the Washington Department of Transportation website, wsdot.wa.gov, or by looking at the real-time travel data map at wsdot.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thank you for listening.